They're just two parents who happen to be dads. One called Harley, the other one is Wads. It's not really Wads, it's Wade! But Wade doesn't rhyme with dads. It's shitting with the door open.
That was the magic that you come to expect from such a professional enterprise as shitting with the door open.
What about how we tried to do one last week on Friday?
Yeah.
And it was the worst attempt. It was like wet paper.
It was just terrible. It was terrible. And in the end, the internet kind of put a stop to it. But here is some great news for everyone listening. We're tacking it on to the end of this episode anyway.
Just so you'll know that sometimes... Because last week I was super flat. I had nothing mentally in the tank. I just was not feeling it. It happens. You just go through it.
Sure.
These things happen.
Yeah. I live in that perpetually.
And so we... Yeah. And so we thought we would try to record anyway. We're like, we've got to get it out. And what did we do? We did the ABC quiz.
Didn't we? Riveting shit. We didn't even finish it.
No. It was like the saddest wank ever. Just like, I've just got to get this done. I'm just like giving up halfway through.
Oh, the ABC News quiz is definitely a challenging wank.
But not impossible.
Not impossible.
Not impossible.
Nothing
not
is impossible.
Nothing is impossible. But I still think, like, the ABC quiz, like, that's a fun thing to do.
Well, we're doing just it every week one from instance. Now on.
And from now on, you're getting it. You asked for it.
Said
you got it.
Look, it's a happy time of my week. Every Friday, the ABC releases 10 questions based on the news of that week. So if you've read the news all week long, you should get 10 out of 10. I have only ever got 10 out of 10 once. And mostly I sit at around a 6 or a 7. Absolutely miserable. And they're multiple choice.
But I also would sit around a 6 or a 7 because I'm mainly getting my news from The Guardian.
Oh, yes.
Or news.com. Like I'm going for, like I'm really going to two spectrums.
Yeah. You really get the diverse news story there.
Well, except news.com, it's not even right-wing news.
It's not even
it's
news.
It's just... It's not news. It's BuzzFeed.
Yes.
It's just pop culture.
Yes, it is.
Essentially.
Yeah.
It's headlines.
Yeah.
I'm not even sure they've got journalists there. Like, I don't know. So yeah. I don't want to, like, come out and say they don't have journalists. It's all AI written. But I suspect a lot of that is fucking AI copy that's been someone... Have someone, like, kind of, like, glance their eye
over. I want to do a shout-out to any kid in high school at the moment who genuinely wants to be a journalist. Best of luck to you. Because it's over. Like... I mean,
kudos to you.
Journalism is not over. I think there's still great journalism happening. Just, I don't know where the fuck you get paid. Who's paying the journalists? Where are the jobs?
Yeah, like you've got to be like an investigative, like, you know, to really get into those stories. Because I used to, I had that dream. Did you have a dream of like being a journalist as a kid? Like you'd watching like those kind of movies?
No.
I remember watching.
No, but I can see that being a dream. I never wanted to be a journalist.
What was the Dustin Hoffman movie, and it was about like the Watergate. It's like about the two Washington Post reporters who broke Watergate. I watched that quite a young age and I was like, fuck, that looks amazing.
Yeah, like,
you know, because you're just getting into it.
When it comes to investigative journalism, if someone tells me a thing and I think it could work in a joke, then it's fact now and I just do it. I'm the opposite. I don't care about the truth. In fact, the truth gets in the way. I just want people to laugh. And if that means that I've got to make shit up, I'm fucking making it up.
Man, but you read like opinions, because I use Reddit a lot and I go on Instagram, and you see like the opinions of people on these
sites,
the little comments, and you think that it's a bit of a joke because I don't live in that world of like these fucking morons out there, these fucking Trumpian fucking right-wing lunatics.
Yes.
So I always think it's like all these fucking alpha, you can't see what I'm doing. But I am fucking doing the quotation.
Oh, yeah, the
alpha males. These fucking...
There's no, they're not alphas. I saw a great bit of stand-up on this subject. This guy was like, everyone's talking about being the alpha. And they're like, there's only one alpha. Like, I don't know if you know how wolf packs work, but there's only one, and it's not you.
But that,
it's Joe Rogan. But, Joe Rogan is your alpha. I'll get the comic's name because it's a great bit.
That's a great joke. But I think that's been debunked as well. There's no alpha in the wolf pack. They just all get their shit going.
No,
there must be
leader.
Some kind of leader.
There's definitely
there's
a
surely
leader.
There's some kind of hierarchy.
Yes.
Somebody look that up for us.
Look it up
the
and call in now before we finish recording.
Call in. You're going to listen to the last 10 minutes of this episode after the theme song. I play the theme song because, you know, we'll have a little buffer between the misery of that last 10 minutes.
Hey, I'd say this too, by the way. I've always wanted to say this, and it's fucking my podcast, so I can say it. When I said before, like, I don't have any interest in being a journalist, is the truth. It's, as a job, I highly respect it. I just don't think I'd be very good at it. On the flip side of that, I constantly see when comedians or actors or musicians put their head up above the wall to give an opinion on something they truly care about, they are often shot down because they are merely a comedian, an actor, or a musician. Oh, I fucking don't need your fucking opinions.
Yeah.
But all of those people in those categories, in general, or I'm just speaking in generalizations, usually engage in critical thinking a lot in their life. They usually are engaged in observing the world and creating art based on their observations. So I don't know why people are so quick to dismiss comedians or actors or musicians having opinions on things that are political, because that's all we do is look and observe and try and figure out. Like, I think we're actually perfectly placed to give opinions and create some awareness around big issues.
100%. 100%. It's like people sometimes forget that people in the arts aren't just a poster. It's not just like a face.
No.
Like, there's thoughts, there's feelings, there's a human behind there's a person.
And most often, a serious critical thinker. I did see this commentary on Robert De Niro was saying something quite negative about Donald Trump. I don't know if you know about Robert De Niro, just despises the guy and the way he speaks. Correct. And it's like when De Niro tells you that you're a piece of shit, oh God, it's got to hurt, right? Anyway, the comment sections was a lot about what I just said, a lot of like as if you'd take advice from an actor. I'm like, so wait, you're defending the guy that was the host of a reality TV show by saying that the guy who is one of the greatest actors of all time shouldn't be allowed to have an opinion, but the guy that you like that hosted a reality TV show is allowed to be president? What the fuck? Yeah.
They're fucking mental gymnastics. These hoops that these people fucking get through. I saw this, when someone like Kid Rock or John Voight, like these right-wing celebrities,
when they voice their opinions. I love a right-wing celebrity. It's sick. They've just gone
the bottom of the barrel.
I'm leaning into it.
But they love it when they voice...
Find Paulie Shaw. And you're like, where was he?
They love it when they lean into their fucking...
Correct. Yeah.
Little opinions. Yes. It's just when they hear an opinion they don't like. And I saw, just on mental gymnastics, I saw this dude put out this tweet, this fucking right-wing commentator, and it was like... what is this new thing that he's done? Like bloodbath. Trump's like come out.
Oh
and says
yeah,
about a
yeah.
Bloodbath.
I saw something like
just,
that. It's going to be a fucking.
If he loses, he's a lunatic. He's an absolute. And when you hear him talk, you're like, what is happening? Anyway, so this dude, this one commentator, wrote underneath it. It's like, if you believe bloodbath was a thing, then you believe like building the wall was a thing and making fun of Mexican immigrants was a thing and like fucking grabbing them by the pussy was a thing. So all these horrible things, making fun of like the disabled reporter, all these horrible things that Trump has said, they've come out of his mouth.
Yes.
It's not like some left-wing conspiracy.
No.
This guy is now making it out in front of thousands. It was caught on camera. The news went around the world. Like you can't make it up. And this guy has said, like, oh, no, that's just all like a left-wing conspiracy. That's the point of the tweet. Like, all this stuff that if you believe that, but that Trump said that, then you're just a fucking left-wing lunatic.
Oh, it's amazing.
He hasn't said it. The fuck? It's so bizarre.
But actually now
we
find ourselves in a position in humanity where it's actually it's very hard to find the truth. Going back to journalism and being an investigative journalist, God damn, that must be a hard job, because now you can just say crazy ass shit and then just go, AI did it. I didn't do it. That was AI.
Yes. Now,
it wasn't in Trump's case, right? He actually did it. He opened his dumb mouth and bile spewed out. But it's a defense to say, yeah, no, it wasn't me. Now, I know there's all sorts of technological ways to find out whether it was AI or it was actually you.
But it's getting harder and harder.
Well, what it means is for the average Joe, it's fucking really hard to go, I don't know. I don't know what the truth is. I don't know.
There's so much misinformation out there. And like misinformation farms.
Yes.
Just putting like fucking all this stuff. Trolls. Yeah, how do you know?
Where, really difficult.
Where is the truth? Where do you find it? Yeah. No wonder fucking the world's off its fucking axes.
Yeah.
No wonder people are just fucking losing their shit.
Yeah.
Because there's so much misinformation out there. Totally. And everybody's got their own little rabbit hole. Like, I believe that my little fucking rabbit hole is correct.
Yes.
I just do.
Yeah.
Just because...
Yours is the greatest.
Yeah, I've got a great rabbit hole. A very, very...
My God, you've got a lot of bunnies in there.
It's warm. It's dry. Maybe too dry.
If anything, that's too dry.
That's a bit too dusty.
Oh, that's a dusty rabbit hole. How did you even get all those bunnies in there?
That's what Nick could do with a little excavation. What is going on?
I would say too, the misinformation and the trying to find the truth from a parenting perspective, it's even harder. Like because I've got my teenager has got, you know, he's got a phone now, and it's just that's what we're in. There's lots of information coming from him, and I'm like, that's not true. What you just said, look, what you just said is incorrect, and I'm finding it's a daily challenge of trying to keep up on top of it, just with him, with his growth and his learning, to go, hey man, what you just said is absolutely not a fact. That's not that whatever it was, whatever subject we were talking about, that hasn't come from a peer-reviewed study, or, you know, it's not published. You've just read a comment and now you're talking about really big things as if you know what you're talking about. And I think, other than the spread of misinformation, that it's going to halter his development as a critical thinker.
Yes.
Or maybe I can turn it around and make it a part of his critical thinking and go, listen, make sure you cross-reference, make sure you talk to somebody who knows.
Yeah, 100%. The comment section is not...
Don't go to the comment section.
It's just not.
I go there.
Like, it really...
But don't go there.
You go to, like... you got to go to, like, a trusted news source. But what is that? Like, for me...
What is that?
It's like the BBC, it's Guardian.
Yes.
It's these, like, Reuters...
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like these like international fucking reporting agencies. It's hopping onto BBC World News.
Individual journalists sometimes can also be a way to go. If you really trust the person, there's a few of those around that when I start reading, I read who the journalist is. I'm like, no, they're cooked. Or, they're usually on the right line.
How easy is it? You can see how, like, this is not what we were going to talk about when we started talking, but it is now.
We're just catching up.
We're living in the rabbit hole. Come on in.
I've brought my own lube. It was too dusty.
Let's start a new podcast. We'll call it Down the Rabbit Hole, and it's just conspiracy theories. It's going to be the best.
Oh, yeah, man. I'd love that shit.
I would love it. I would love to just get in some full conspiracy theory fucking podcast shit. That'd be amazing.
Yeah.
But you can see how easy it is for people to get sucked into conspiracy theory.
Absolutely.
You can see it.
Mate.
Especially when they're getting pushed there. Like, you see people getting pushed further and further to the right. So if somebody, say in the center, they'll say something that the left doesn't like or the right doesn't like. They can be pushed either way. But I'll just use the right as this example. They'll say something that the left doesn't like. And so the left attack person A.
Yes.
So person A is like, I don't like being attacked. That doesn't make me feel good. So they start pushing, leaning further and further and further and further to the right. So everything else they say now, they're looking for an audience that kind of agrees with them, that doesn't yell at them.
Well, they're just looking to be accepted and to be brought into a group that likes them.
Exactly. And then all of a sudden, they've just gone from this moderate kind of like, oh, yeah, maybe this thing's not happening. Yeah. Solar power, I don't know about that. To all of a sudden, they're like, fucking, no, 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 it's fossil fuels all the way. Dinosaurs yes. didn't exist.
Yeah.
You know, just you can see them getting fucking pushed. You totally. See them online all the time.
I'm genuinely shocked. I thought we were sort of, you know, sometimes I think we live in our bubbles and we think everything's totally fine. I've had a few jobs of late over the last couple of years where I've been interacting with maybe a different group of people than I normally do. And I'm just being very generic here. And somebody who I was with didn't believe in climate change. Now, I was genuinely shocked. My mouth just dropped open.
No penis, just mouth.
I'm not even in the same room, and you're ready to take me. Listen,
just waiting.
She genuinely doesn't believe in it, and I was so genuinely shocked because I just thought anyone in any kind of position of, you know, basic intelligence that you have to stand up and walk and open a door. Is across this now. We're not debating is it real or not. Now we're debating how to deal with it. Now, that's up for the experts to be talking about. And some people say that we don't have to do anything because they've got an agenda of making more money. Whatever. I just thought we weren't still trying to convince people. Then, since I've heard that comment, I've been paying more attention to what's out there. There are fuckloads of people who think it's completely made up. But there yes. is no climate change still. What?
Millions. Billions on the planet.
Probably increasing. Probably faster.
I would say, yeah.
I guess part of that's fear. I guess part of it is not wanting to face the responsibility of what needs to be done because there's some really hard decisions out there to be made, I guess. But I'm like, when there's something also, so fucking obvious in front of you, how are you still going, nah?
People are using fucking, like, the left and the right, like sports teams. Like
yes,
you've said
yes,
it before,
it is.
Yeah. Like political parties, they use gender like a sports team.
Yes,
they use
do.
Fucking,
yes.
They use fucking whatever it is, like a sports team. And so they're using the left and the right. So everything that's on like the traditional left, let's just call it that. And
yeah,
we're talking
sure.
fucking, let's say like climate change and all these things.
Yeah, yeah.
Anything else, social justice, fucking racial equality, gender
yes.
equality,
yeah.
all that stuff. So if you're on the right and you see climate change attached to gender equality and you are like, oh, maybe climate change, but no, fuck woman, like then
yes.
you just hate the entire side of it.
Yes.
Like that's what's happening.
Because there's not
They're
enough
They're just deciding
nuance.
That there's no nuance. Everything
yeah.
on the left has to be wrong.
Yes.
Everything on the right has to be right. Like that's how these people think.
Yes.
It's
but the left,
fucking
I think,
bizarre.
I think the left, the people on the left are the same. And I, like I've said it for ages, like I was the same as this. Anyone who was a you know, quote unquote, right-wing person or a conservative, more conservative voter, then they were dead to me. I wanted nothing to do with them. I do not feel that way at all anymore. I don't have the time to be so exclusionary in the way that I treat people. I can disagree with someone and have a beer with them. And I think if we did more of it, there would be more conversation and more togetherness. It's fine to disagree with somebody and say, I don't think that that's correct. And then also go, let's move on from that subject now and have a beer, right?
Yeah, I think I've got a few hard lines.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where I'm like, okay, I think like the swastika, I'm drawing a line.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
I'm going to...
If there's
there
a swastika
like...
on the person's face... I'm probably not going to try and enter into a conversation. Okay.
You're not going to have a beer with them. And my line probably come in a bit further than that as well. Oh, fucking hell.
It's a New Zealand beer. It makes no sense.
Oh, man.
But, you know,
fuck,
like...
I love conspiracy theories.
I think even, like, I could pretty happily sit down with some... pretty intense opinions of things that I disagree with and still be like, yeah, look, let's just maybe move on from that subject matter, eh?
I could sit down with centre-right, not far-right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I could sit down with centre-right somebody and go, yep, sweet, we'll have some chats. But I couldn't sit down with, like, somebody from the far-right who has really strong, like, Trump opinions, anti-abortion opinions.
No, I probably
really strong. You know what I mean? Like really strong, like gender opinions, like racial opinions. Sure. I couldn't do it.
No,
like, you know. But the centre right.
Sure.
I think I could sit down and say, hey, look, this is where I'm coming from. You're completely wrong. Look, just buy me a beer and you can just admit.
Yeah, well, they can definitely buy you a beer. They've probably got multiple investment properties.
This is a real ranty episode.
Well, I'll tell you what, mate. None of my friends on the left have private yachts, okay? That's all I'm saying, you know? Sometimes. You need to cozy up to the people who have actually fucking ripped people off to make a fortune because they'll take you out for good drinks. That's all I'm saying, okay?
Okay. That's all we're saying.
We can't all be fucking filthy hippies like me. I've got their filthy hippie ideals, right? And then I just need a couple of cashed up fucking oil miners and everything's tickety boo.
Everything's tickety boo. It all comes out in the wash.
What else is new? What have you done?
Oh, this morning I was like, I put some music on the Bluetooth onto the boom.
Yeah.
Bopping away, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, I've got to go take a shit. So I went into the toilet. And I just forgot that I'd connected my phone to the speaker.
Great.
Always a great moment. So I'm just scrolling through Instagram, just through Reels. And, like, nothing bad is happening. It's mostly cooking. But then it's like some video.
You can't hear anything.
No, but I'm just reading the captions. And then, like, I just scroll through. Oh, there's something about a movie. There's something about some fucking horror book, blah, blah, blah. And then it's like... just randomly pops up. Like, it was like this young woman saying, like, I've been earning 160K spending time with my dad's best friend. And this is my dad's reaction. Like, clearly this woman is either fucking the dad's friend or pretending to fuck for social media views.
What is happening?
All that shit. Like, I don't know why it's popped up to my fucking algorithm. Anyway.
No, I did.
So I'm just like reading the captions going, this is weird. What is happening? And then I can vaguely hear it out in the kitchen. So I just scrolled through, put some music back on, and then I just didn't mention it when I came out. I was just like, we'll just pretend it didn't happen. That's all fine.
I did that, mate. I got in my car, and I think I've talked about this, but I got in the car with my mother-in-law, and my phone just auto-connected to the car, and then it just had written on the screen the porn video I had been watching the night before. Fortunately, no sounds were coming out, but it was just like, you know, fucking young, dumb, and full of cum. I don't know what was written on it, but
it was mother-in-law's.
Imagine that.
Backdoor, you know, mother-in-law.
You're trying to delete everything, and in the end, you just set the car on fire, fucking blow your phone out.
I don't think I've ever like done like the full like Pornhub to fucking boom situation, but I can see it happening. I can just see it happening.
Yeah,
because it's so easy.
What happens for me is I listen to a podcast that I highly recommend by Juliet Allen, the something Authentic Sex Podcast, I think is what it's called. Look it up. Genuinely, it's really good. Lots of information, lots of different subject matter. Some. Far more relationship based, some very just sort of physical based. But because I listen to it on Spotify, I can just have a playlist on, and it'll, if you put it on shuffle, it'll just fucking add an episode of that podcast in. And it could be an episode about cock worship. That was an episode. That's what it was called. Like, hello, kids. Well, it's a new song. It's beat poetry. Okay.
But I'm feeling much better this week. Got up this morning, took the kids to school, went for a run. That was good.
Right.
I think like part of it is like Claire, because Claire was away like all last week. So I had a whole lot of free time to myself.
Too much thinking, not
getting enough done. And because I wasn't getting enough done, I'd started to put more and more mental fucking disappointment in myself.
Yes.
Like, you're not doing it, you fucking, get off your phone, you loser. But then the way to escape that feeling is to get back on the reels. That fucking dopamine hit.
Oh, my God,
that fucking
mate.
Way you can lose 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Just without
thinking. I lose hours. And it's... honestly, I feel sorry to our listeners because we talk about this a lot. But believe me, not only do we talk about it a lot, but we continue the same fucking shitty behaviour. Like, holy cock.
Yes.
Like, I feel like an absolute idiot.
I don't feel
idiot.
Sorry for them at all. They're fucking lucky to be listening to us. You're blessed, motherfuckers.
I'm amazed you're still around, genuinely. I mean, I'm happy to have you here, taking it, all of this free content. Like...
sometimes I forget there's people that listen.
So do I. Yeah, the best episodes are always when I'm genuinely just talking to you.
Yeah, yeah. Man, I made for dinner last night. You know what was funny, though, about last week? I'll just get back into dinner last night in a second. Was after our, like, pathetic little wank of a podcast, we fucking didn't even, not even a pre-cum.
Strap yourselves
like,
in, it's
nothing.
About to
come. It's like half-mast, not even three-quarters.
No.
After that, we hopped on the phone and had a great chat for like 45 minutes.
Yes.
Like it was totally. Just an excellent, beautiful chat.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I feel like on this podcast, we put too much pressure on ourselves that we have to provide.
Entertainment.
Like amazing
totally.
Entertainment. Good. All right. Anyway, so for dinner last night, this isn't very interesting, but I'm going to say it anyway. I was going to make a curry, like a potato and spinach curry.
Oh, yes.
Didn't have, like, the right ingredients. Didn't have the... I thought
potato
I had some coconut
spinach.
Milk. Yeah. Or curry. I had none of it.
I really want roast duck, but I don't have an oven or a duck.
I just really feel like beef bourguignon. I just got this loaf of bread and some butter and peanut butter. So I guess I'll make my version of beef bourguignon. Peanut butter on toast.
If you don't have beef, you can use bread. And if you don't have oil, you can use peanut butter. It doesn't taste the same.
You might notice a little difference in the texture, but that's about it.
Dude, that is a very funny cooking show where we constantly just use substitutes that aren't the main ingredients. That is destroying me. But you set out to make like a carbonara and you end with just jelly. Funny. Anyway, what did you do?
Oh, well, so I had the potatoes and the spinach and the spices. Hello, my wife just walked in. I told her this last night. She wasn't as interested, but you'll be way more interested.
Yeah.
So then I was going to make like a frittata.
Oh, yeah.
But then the problem with the frittata is like you have like leftover frittata for days.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you get a bit sick of it.
Kids. You're like, just eat the frittata. Yeah. I made too
just
much frittata.
Eat it. It's gone grey. It's still good.
And knowing you, you'd make enough frittata for a whole fucking netball team.
Yeah, I make heaps. It's like a dozen eggs. It's just clear and high. I just always like, could do with maybe two more potatoes, maybe three more eggs. And in the end, I just cooked off like the potato and the onion and the spinach and kale with some spices and some garlic, a little bit of butter. And then I just had that to one side. So now that's just the base of heaps of dishes.
Awesome.
Put a fried egg on it. Delicious. Toasted sandwich. Delicious. Right. Make a curry out of it. Delicious.
Nice.
You know? Anyway, so that was the whole point of my story. Now, I have to remind people, you don't pay for this podcast.
Let me remind you. No, there is no changing of hands here of money. No, we get none. It might shock you to know this, but we have no advertisers on board and no one sponsors the podcast.
No, this is real value for money.
In case you were aware, you don't pay for this. So you will get our dribble and you will lap it up.
Please subscribe to Patreon. It's much better over there. Believe me. Man, this was a great chat. I needed this. I
Me
needed
too.
Those big belly laughs.
I'm off to Spotlight now, Wade. I'm going
to buy... Spotlight. Spotlight's a great one.
Yeah, Spotlight is good. I'm going to buy we got a loan of what has just been said to me is called a sensory swing. If your children are, you know, finding it hard to regulate emotions, you use this. It was just called a sensory swing, and they lie in it and center themselves a little bit, right? Now, we got it, it's just got two very hefty, proper rock climbing quality carabiners, and it's just a 3 meter length piece of material with knots tied in it, carabiners through those knots, and then you hook that up to another strap onto a tree or a beam or whatever, and they just lie in it, right? And it's over $300 for this swing. And I went, I can just go buy two carabiners and 3 meters of material from Spotlight and make it myself. So I'm off to do that.
Great.
Yeah.
That is excellent.
Yeah. Yeah. And might even buy a couple because I've been looking at it going, I can fucking use that every now and then. I reckon you could use it too, Wade. I reckon last week, if you'd had a little sensory swing that I could have just put you in and just given you just a gentle little rock. You would have been great.
Yeah, but the way you say it, I'm just going to put you in the swing. And I'm just going to help you relieve some of your tension.
I'm not going to do anything. I've seen your dusty rabbit hole.
All right, that's a great chat. All right, man. Love you.
Oh, I love you too, mate. Also, very soon, just in a matter of a few weeks, I'm going to be down there for a whole week. Just to lighten your life up.
Amazing.
Yeah, can't wait.
And also you're going on tour. Let's not forget that.
Oh, hey, yeah, I'm going on tour. Guess what? Adelaide already sold out. We added another show. Fuck me, Adelaide. You are not living up to the your reputation. If you didn't know, Wade, the reputation about Adelaide is that they buy tickets late. They, you know, you can't depend on them. Well, good on you, Radelaide. I've already added a second show. And I'm looking at the rest of you. Melbourne, Sydney, Canberra, Brisbane. Pull your fucking fingers out.
And Claire is on tour around, I think she's in Canberra this Thursday. And then Melbourne starts next week, I think.
Does it? Holy.
I think so. I think Comedy Festival starts next week. So get on board with Claire. Like, her show this year is very, very good.
She's red hot. Go and see her. You won't be disappointed. She's red
hot. Yeah. All right, stick around for the amazing 10 minutes. It's going to follow the theme song. Yes. Treat yourselves.
Yeah. It's the ABC News quiz, and we don't finish it. Enjoy.
That's right. And sorry, just quickly, just for the Patreons. Yes. We've had a few DMs with topics to talk about, but if you have any more, please send them through because we're going to record those in the next few days.
Okay.
Wait.
Yeah.
In the next few days, maybe in the next week or so.
Yep.
So, yeah, if you've got any questions, anything you want to talk about, send them through. We've already got some great topics through. So.
And I'm deliberately not even looking at them. I'm just going to come in blind. You know what that's like.
Okay. We'll just wrap it up.
Let's clear it. But good point.
Dads.
Well, you're lucky to have us. Because we almost didn't make it.
No. We almost cancelled just because I'm fucking... I don't know, man. This week's been very flat. Very, very flat.
We are dragging ourselves into this one. Just like kicking and screaming. Here we are. Anyway, you're flat. I'm flat. We've talked about it before, and I can't be fucked talking about it today.
No, I'm just tired. Like, sometimes I'm so happy just to fucking break down why I'm just on the ground. And other days, I'm just I'm just going to bottle this down, just going to push it all the way, bury it as deep as possible, and wait for it to, come up when I'm asking the girls to, shut that door for the 14th time. That's where I'm just going to let that come out then, those emotions. Just let them explode at an inappropriate time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It's healthy. Healthy.
Yeah. No, that's so. That's helpful and healthy. how about a change of tact here? Something I like to do every week, Wade. You know this about me. I like to do the ABC News quiz because I'm actually 68. And this week's is a doozy. Do you want to do it?
I'd love to do it, buddy. I'd love to.
Great. There's 10 questions. Everyone strap in. You can play along at home. No cheating. There'll be prizes, but there aren't. Now, question one. Yes, it was Oscars time this week, and Al Pacino had a senior moment, announced the big gong, best picture. What did he say right before the announcement? These are multiple choices. It's like doing a school test in America.
I'm just really focused on the big gong. Like, that's what, you know. I was going to say, that's my nickname for my penis. And then I just stopped and just froze. I just got like, my head is just, it's got nothing inside it, but we're pushing through. All right, sorry, keep going.
Yeah. No, that's all right. So the options for what Al Pacino announced, and I know the answer to this one, so I'll wait for your answer and then correct you if you're wrong. The Oscar goes to, look, here's the winner. My eyes see, I think it says, those are the four options. The Oscars go to, look, here's the winner. My eyes see, I think it says.
I reckon it's my eyes see. Or I reckon I've seen that on social media somewhere. Also, what a great thing to say. Like when you see the big gong, my eyes see the big gong.
Yeah. Yeah. What I love about it too is it's more an admission that you know how to read. My eyes see. I can do it.
Yeah, that's how reading works.
What he did, his gaffe was that he didn't read out the nominees. He just went. Al Pacino just walked out and just went right winner, bang, and done. And I don't think it was a gaffe. I don't think he cocked it up. It's Al Pacino. He's like, what am I doing here? This is bullshit.
I don't want it, mate. I've got other shit I can be doing. Yeah. But also, like, my eyes see in reading the words. Like, that's how reading works, Al. Like, that's exactly what reading is. So kudos to you, Pacino. Yeah.
Question two. Who was basically naked at the Oscars?
Oh, yeah. Give me the options, but I know who it is. But give me the options anyway. And then I'll tell you who I would like to have seen.
John Cena, Ryan Reynolds. Okay. So John Cena, Ryan Reynolds, Ryan Gosling, Chris Hemsworth.
It was John Cena. But I reckon it would have been great if it was Al Pacino doing that naked.
That's correct.
That first one.
Man, that would be a very low-hanging fruit.
Just a little glimpse of the future. Oh, that's what I'll be. Fantastic.
Right, now this one's a little bit hard on the internet. There's a picture there, and it looks like sort of like cheap fireworks, I'd say. It's basically an image. It's a black image, and there's like a spurt of red jizz is what I'm going to go with. This image was captured in skies over the Kimberley. What are we looking at here? Well, I've just told you, it's red jizz. Dragon cum.
Give me the options.
You know, the ABC, famous for dragon cum. All right, A, large-scale electrical discharges. See? It is. It's a large-scale electrical discharge. Whatever you want to call it, ABC. Low atmosphere shooting stars, sparks from atmospheric gases, or it's just a trick of the camera.
Oh, it can't be trick of the camera. Otherwise, why would they put that into the
It's not trick of the camera.
I'm going to go discharge, because discharge is a funny word. It's a funny word.
Idiots.
Discharge.
A, I'm going to go for C, sparks from atmospheric gases.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty good.
Shit.
What was
it? You were right. The large-scale electrical discharges. Should have
backed
the
note. Mate, should have backed that funny word. If you're still listening at this point, at about 5 minutes in, kudos to you.
I will remind everybody, you don't pay for this one. You got it? We'll do what we want.
This is
just
free.
Talking to my mate and doing the quiz with him on the phone. If anything, you're rude for listening in.
This is not about you. How dare you listen into a private conversation? Oh, right. Man.
Which one of the questions about photos are absolutely riveting to listen to. And there's another one. Which one of these photo agencies issued a so-called kill notice over the Princess of Wales altered Mother's Day picture? Now, I can't actually believe in 2024 someone in a position like that, I don't know if you caught the news.
No, I missed this whole
story.
Would
still make such a horrific decision. Mate, so, they put out a photo. I actually have read it because I couldn't understand how you can be so fucking dumb. They put out a photo to say she's come home from hospital and everything's fine. And the photo was immediately gone. That's photoshopped. That's not real. I don't understand. Just take a photo or don't take a photo. You must have heaps of photos. Just release a... Like, it's so odd. And then her excuse for it was that she's a budding photographer and that she was playing around with Photoshop. But you're in the photo. You didn't take the photo. You've written the fucking thing.
So how was it altered, though?
Yeah.
How was it altered? Like, what was altered about it?
Well, I've seen what's wrong with it to identify that it was altered. So, the daughter's hand is slightly askew, and then there's a fuzzy bit of the board on the house behind that sort of shows that it's been doctored. But I'm like, but what?
So it's why happening. Would you do
And
it?
You know what? Whatever's happening is working. You and I down here in Australia are talking about it. It's a business. The whole family is a business, and they only survive if we talk about them. So it's fucking working. But anyway.
And it's social media a fucking cruel fucking mistress where people just feel obligated because one, it's a business. You know what I mean? Like, you're absolutely right. Her family is a business and they just need people to be talking about them to make the money. And then also people feel they need to be perfect on there. They have to be like some kind of fucking perfect being on social media, or the other way. They're like, look how imperfect I am. And they're like, you know, like doing like something... who knows? Fuck.
Lost the will to live. What is happening? There's three photo agencies that you can choose from that decided to pull the photo down because it was doctored. Or the last option on the multiple choice is... Who pulled it down? 1, 2, 3, or all of them? Well, the answer's fucking clearly all of them, right?
All of them.
Correct.
I'm going to say all of them.
That was a shit question. I blame the ABC. I don't blame us. This is riveting. I'm on board. I'm loving it. Every Friday on the ABC app, you can get the ABC News Quiz. You can play along at home. Jesus Christ, someone shoot me in the face. Australia's men's cricketers gave us a stunning fight back this week after New Zealand came agonisingly close to an upset. Who was player of the match? You know your cricket. You must have been watching it with bated breath as New Zealand almost toppled the greatest team in living memory.
Oh, yeah. All right. So, Shane Warne.
That shouldn't have made me laugh so much.
I was trying to think of like one of the old, like David Boone. I was trying to think of like Booney's name. Yeah, I have no idea. I could not. It was Booney. He's come back.
Your choices are Mitch Marsh, Pat Cummins, Marnus Lubeshane. Marnus Lubeshane. Is that how you say that? I don't care. Don't call in. Or Alex Carey.
I'm going to say Pat Cummins because he's the captain.
That's the captain.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Alex Carey. It's correct. I got Alex Carey. Bang.
Great job.
I just didn't
great think Captain
would have done it. Now, a flight from Sydney had a technical fault this week, causing the aircraft to suddenly drop. Where was it going?
Don't try and jazz it up now. Like, when we're fucking...
I'm a salesman, if nothing, right?
We're 12 where was the... Where was the... No, no. We're 10 minutes in, mate.
Shit.
Where was the flight going? What are the options?
Yeah.
No, what are the options?
Well, there's four options, but I reckon I don't need to give them to you. I reckon right, you're Melbourne. Just going to know. It was a big news story. There was, I think, 26 people were injured. Two of them had to be taken to hospital. No, it wasn't going to Melbourne. It was a flight from Sydney. It was an international flight, is the clue. And it was Bali. Going either to Los Angeles, Auckland, Singapore, or Santiago.
Santiago.
Bali's not an option.
I'm going to go Bali still. I'm locking in Bali.
You're incorrect. It was fucking Auckland. There's a lot of photo questions in this one. I've got to say. You're defeated. Oh, boy.
Oh, man. All right, keep going.
This will get you up, Wade. This will get you really riled up. Seeds from this famous tree are sprouting after it was illegally felled in the UK last year. What was it called? Sycamore Hollow, Sycamore Valley, Sycamore Gap, or Sycamore Dale?
Yeah. I think it's Sycamore Gap.
Could be a valley.
I'm going to say Sycamore Gap. And I remember the story.
You said...
And it was gross. Like, who would cut down that tree? What kind of asshole would do that? It's just, yeah,
why
I remember seeing
it
as being...
It's such a beautiful looking tree.
Yeah, I don't think they had a reason. Just some asshole being an asshole.
What a fuckwit. Anyway, Sycamore Gap is correct. We're doing well, mate. Question 8. There's only 3 more to go. Let's take ourselves through this,
you know,
with
what?
Gusto.
Once we're
positive
vibes. Once we're finished, we'll go through again. We'll start over.
All right. Oh, mate. Everyone, with bated breath. Oh, if you're still here, congratulations.
I tell you what we'll
You've
do.
Got fuck all going on.
We'll do the Sudoku after this. We'll just fucking get that done as well. All right, keep going.
Well, that, I'll tell you what, that'll really bring in the listeners. A major Australian review looked into the best exercise to help treat depression. Here we go. This is right up our alley. But the answer changes if you're a man or a woman. Pick the two exercises they said worked best. Hint, one was for men, the other for women. No shit, ABC. God, I hate it when you talk down to me. So your options are Pilates, walking, weight training, and yoga. Which one of those is for men and which one is for women?
I'm going to say...
Fuck. So Pilates, walking, weight training, or yoga. And it's good for your depression.
Okay, I'm going to say yoga.
Walking. Having a walk is good.
I'm going to say
I mean,
yoga.
Maybe all of it.
Yeah, I reckon surely
yoga.
All of it. Yoga and weight training. Although, like, I would have put jogging on there. So I'm going to say
right.
I'm going to say walking because I would have put jogging on there. But I feel like weight training would be good as well.
Too late. I locked in weight training.
Okay. Weight training.
And, by the way, you were right. It was yoga. How's this? It was yoga for men and weight training for women.
That's what I was going to say. Damn it. I wish I'd said that out loud.
What?
Shit. I think like...
Go back and put it in. You're the editor. You can make anything happen, mate.
Great. Because I think you're using like muscles and ideas that aren't traditionally used, I guess. I don't know. I'm going to take that answer back. Like that bit that I just said. I'm not sure why that would be
okay.
The case.
I don't know what you're on about, but here's a question about something close to our hearts. Australia's Criminal Intelligence Commission studied drug trends via wastewater, and methamphetamine is on the rise. How much do they estimate was spent on meth? 100 million, 200 million, 10 billion, 20 billion.
Just in the last...
a lot of money, whatever the year. Answer is.
In 1 year? Like in the last year?
200 million. 200 million, 10 billion, or 20 billion?
I'm going to say 200 million.
200 million?
Yeah.
Can't be 10 billion. Can't be 20 billion. Bum bum. It is $10 billion was spent on methamphetamine in just 12 months. Fuck me.
What the fuck?
Also, from that same article, do you want to have a guess on what city in Australia consumes the most cocaine?
Sydney.
This is for extra points. Sydney is correct. You don't even need to wait for the thinking music. And guess what? They consume, in Sydney, they consume the same amount of cocaine as the rest of the country combined. So fucking Sydney. That is such a Sydney thing to do.
$10 billion on methamphetamine. I feel like people are
fuck
like...
fuck me.
You're still there? You're gone.